Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys. There's a place called Kokomo. That's where you wanna go to get away.
News Talk 580 WTCM, 8 minutes after 10 o'clock. It's Wednesday, March 27th, in the middle of spring break for those who are staycationing. Well, you are in luck because Bonnie Pintozia is here from the Travel Authority and L-Tour Company. And every Wednesday here on the show, you take us away wherever it is we want to go.
Well, this one's going to be fun. I mean, what we're going to do today, we're really going to take you away.
Yeah.
So let me do a little lead in here so we can have some fun, okay? Today we're going to discover that art of cruising with our guest, Joseph Barney. He is the district sales manager for something called, let's see, Uniworld Boutique River Cruise Collection.
Ooh.
What we're going to find out, because Joseph is great at this and he knows everything, what Uniworld is elevating luxury with this impeccable quality, you know, in the service. They have so much more, suites, more dining venues, much more luxurious finishes. And they have a one-of-a-kind signature kind of design approach, what they're doing. So they now have what we're calling super ships. And these are river cruise ships, okay, designed for those rivers. And they're like a floating boutique hotel. And we know if we've ever gone to boutique hotels or those types of things, we get really caught up in the cultures and the customs of those destinations they visit. And so, by the way, if you were going on a unique experience with Uniworld, you'd be Europe, Egypt, Vietnam, Cambodia, India, Russia, China, just to name a few.
I am obsessed right now with looking at all of the
things watching your face
that you could be doing at boutique river cruising. And anytime, Colleen said this before the show, anytime you hear the word boutique, you know it's special.
Yeah, it is special. So, you know, and if you wanted a family cruise, you know, holiday season cruises, themes, active cruise, well, I'm going to stop now because our guest is really going to delve into it. So, good morning, Joseph Barney. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Joseph.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. That was a wonderful introduction.
Well, it's an introduction that it's well-deserved from a unique experience that you're having. So, let's talk about, before we get into a lot of the other things, there's a transformation that is going on. Can we talk about what you're doing after, you know, re-imaging some of these wonderful new super ships you're using? And I want to caution our listeners, don't think of ocean cruising when you're thinking super ship. Think about uniqueness in the river cruise. So let's talk about that, Joseph.
Yes, yeah, and that's a wonderful point because, you know, our average ship size in Europe is just 130 guests, so very, very different than you know, for those listeners who have been on a traditional ocean cruise before, you know, it's really an intimate, one-of-a-kind experience. On our exotic destination ships in Asia, you're looking at an even smaller average guest capacity. So it's really a completely different experience, very intimate. But what Bonnie was talking about with the reimagining of our ships is that we are going across our entire fleet and really rebuilding the ships right down to the metal. So we're just about in just a few weeks, next month in April of 2019, we're going to be launching, rechristening our ship that does Bordeaux in southwest France, of course, the most popular wine region that we cruise to. So we will be debuting a brand new super ship, the SS Bon Voyage, in just a couple weeks in Bordeaux.
And I want to caution anyone who maybe hasn't been on a Uniworld, but those who have realize that the going down to the studs and reconfiguring and reimagining the ships doesn't mean that the other ones were not incredible, because they always have been incredible. It's just a keeping up with trends, looking at these, and you've done them designed so they can navigate these rivers throughout the world.
Absolutely. And, you know, they are all one of a kind. So it's really that feeling of, like you said, a boutique hotel on the river. So it's really about having an experience that's immersive. So I like to say that on our ships, when you go to bed at nighttime and you close the door and you're in your stateroom, you can still look around and know where in the world you are. You know, there's nothing generic, you know, about the ships. It's really about having that cohesive experience where the ship really fits the destination, and our brand new ship in Bordeaux is no different. So I'm anxiously awaiting the photos from the debut, which is just a couple weeks away. So we will have those on our website very, very shortly for everyone to see. So I am looking forward to that.
And when you're elevating this luxury, this is fun. And you, four new super ships are on the horizon. But what I love about it is Uniworld's new super ships are launching on the Nile in Egypt.
Yeah.
And that, and Crystal just said to me, I'd love to go to Egypt.
Yeah, that's on the list for sure.
I know, me too. I think it's on the list for everybody. Uh-huh. It's just kind of those, you know, one of those destinations that I think everyone needs to see in their lifetime, and it's definitely on my list as well. So yeah, we're very, very excited. So in 2020, we are launching three brand new build ships. Egypt being one of them. So that we're very excited that, for that. And Egypt has really, really come back very strong, kind of starting around 2018 or so, and now into 19 and 20. People are really making the return to Egypt, and it really is such a once-in-a-lifetime type destination. So we are going to have an absolutely beautiful, brand-new super ship sailing the Nile. And then we are also, 2020 is going to be a very big year for us. So we have our new ship coming to the Nile, a brand new ship coming to Portugal on the Douro River, which is another really hot destination, and then also Vietnam, Cambodia.
Oh, my gosh. That would be incredible, too.
Yeah, and they keep planning out, because you also are going to have a ship in Russia in 2021. So it just keeps moving on as we keep finding the rivers to navigate.
Now, Joseph, what is it about, you know, as far as Uniworld, what is it about Uniworld that really makes a difference for people who are wanting to get into the world of river cruising? Why choose Uniworld?
Yeah, excellent question. I mean, you know, other than the absolutely beautiful ships, the one-of-a-kind design, the intimacy of them, you know, the fact that they are part of the destination, it's really about the incredible service on board. We actually were very lucky to win, and very humbled by winning 2018 World's Best River Cruise Line from Travel and Leisure this past year. Mm-hmm. You know, our staff is absolutely fantastic. The cuisine on board is award-winning, farm-to-table fresh cuisine. And so it's really neat, because you get to experience, you know, not only do you have a ship that fits the destination, you really get to experience the cuisine of that region. Everything is purchased locally. Our chefs are off in those ports going to the local markets, buying everything farm-to-table fresh. You know, immersive excursions hosted by local guides. And, of course, we're completely all-inclusive. So I think one of the most wonderful things about it is that, you know, once you have paid in full, you can just go on the trip and not have to worry about opening your wallet. You know, all of your dining, your alcohol, top shelf included 24/7 gratuities, both on the ship and when you're off the ship, with your tour guides, with your transfers, are all included. Your, you know, entertainment on board, your Wi-Fi, your 24-hour room service. You know, it's really an experience designed so that once you're there, you can just enjoy the experience and not have to stress about, you know, opening your wallet once the trip is underway. And I think that makes it so much more of an enjoyable experience for everybody.
And, you know, Joseph, at the same time, you know, with the cruise experience, there's a lot of opportunities. If you're going to go all the way over to a destination, right, you're flying anyway, the pre and post experiences are great. And they have, and
absolutely,
and Uniworld has wonderful ones, correct?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and that's, it is such a great point, because you're starting and ending these cruises in these world famous destinations. So, of course, it warrants a little extra stay if you have the time and your schedule will permit it. You know, we have these beautifully designed, you know, 5-star experiences, both pre and post, where you're staying at, you know, 5-star luxury hotels. You have wonderful tours included. Your transfers are included. So it's a really nice way to complement your cruise. And we have this available in pretty much all of our destinations.
And it's done with the Uniworld touch, which is, when you ask a difference, there is a difference with that uniqueness.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I just took my parents on their very first Uniworld cruise this past November, and it was so wonderful seeing their reaction to everything, you know, because they love cruising. They've done many ocean cruises before, and it was so satisfying and heartwarming seeing how much they enjoyed the experience. And we did a post-cruise stay in Budapest at the end of our cruise. And as my father put it, this is the nicest hotel I've ever stayed at in my life.
Oh, wow.
That's the memory, really, right? That's a great one.
Yeah.
And then when you're talking about your family, but you have some great all-inclusive family river cruises. And if you're listening to the show, you're probably thinking, okay, well, this isn't for families.
Yeah,
this isn't
right.
for kids. But it absolutely is, because you make some very unique river cruises for families, correct?
Absolutely, yes. Thank you for bringing that up. That's a great point. And I think it's something that people don't always, you know, think of when they think of river cruising. And especially with Uniworld, it's a luxury experience. I think people associate that with being, you know, an adult experience, which most cases it is. You know, our demographic is generally, adults 55 plus. But we do have these wonderful select departure dates where we have a program known as the Generations Program. Hmm. So these are generally during the summer months and around the holidays, you know, times when kids are typically going to be out of school. And, this is a wonderful opportunity if you're looking for multi-generation travel, but also being able to do so in complete luxury, because it's sometimes hard to find something that's both luxury but also family-friendly at the same time. So this is really a nice way to kind of check both boxes, to have this wonderful boutique luxury experience on the river, but we will have two dedicated family hosts on board on those select sailings. So there's activities for the kids. We have a kids menu. Lots of wonderful shore excursions that are designed to be multi-generation friendly. So it's really a fantastic way to, you know, get the whole family on board for a wonderful experience. You can have the grandparents, the kids, and the grandkids all there together. But, you know, have this wonderful luxury boutique hotel experience for everyone.
And they do the same thing when you're doing the onshore experiences. It's not just on board. As you're cruising, when you're going off, they're designed that way. It's kind of like you kind of choose your own adventure, and they have these fun things. Joseph, I saw this recently in an article, and it shows that the millennial generation, the top ones they want to travel with are grandma and grandpa. It's amazing. It was a very cool statistic that showed, because at a young age, they started to travel with their parents or maybe with their grandparents. But they like those generational opportunities and those times together that, you know, because if they're obviously we all really are busy, you know, families, things going on. But that was in a recent survey. It was one of the most popular ways they want to travel.
Is with grandma and grandpa.
Grandma and grandpa.
I love that.
Leave their parents out of it. They're grandma and grandpa.
Well, isn't that the truth?
Well, I'm sure the parents go along too. But I thought that was really, really great. And part of this I love with the families, because you encounter some of those legendary places that they're reading about in history books and stuff. You know, it's an incredible, these iconic cities that you're going through. Until you actually experience a river cruise, you can hear about it. Your friends will come home and tell you about it.
Yeah.
But Joseph's right. When you are in your cabin and you wake up, you're not looking at ocean. You are in a community. You're in Venice, maybe. You're in these iconic places where there's castles.
Yeah.
You can't beat that. I mean, it's a great experience. But we haven't left out a very major population that goes on these and goes around the world are your solo travelers.
Yeah.
And Uniworld has programs for the solo traveler as well.
And that's really great, Joseph, because so many times people who are single or, you know, maybe have a partner that doesn't like to travel as much as they like to travel, and they feel like, oh, you know, I'm being double charged or that kind of thing, or there's nothing for me on this cruise because it's all based around couples, but that's not the case.
No, not at all. You know, and I think river cruising specifically is really conducive to solo travel, because I think it's a little bit less intimidating for people to be on a smaller ship that's more intimate when you're traveling by yourself than it is to be on, you know, a huge ocean ship where you can have thousands of people. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just a more kind of warm, welcoming environment. And I like to say that on a river ship, it's really nice because you get to know everyone on board. You know, it's just a really wonderful community environment because, you know, when you have an average of 130 people on board the ship and you're having drinks in the lounge every night before dinner and sharing meals together and doing these wonderful excursions, you really make a lot of great new friends along the way. So it's a fantastic environment, I think, for solo travelers. And we have fantastic, dates throughout the year where we offer discounted or waived single supplements because, you know, like you said, traveling as a single can be sometimes cost prohibitive.
Yeah.
So we have wonderful opportunities throughout the year where we have substantially discounted or completely waived single supplements. And I think it is such a fantastic opportunity for solo travel.
Well, and that's what's nice about there's open seating at every meal. So you can get that opportunity. You're not tethered to a particular table.
Right.
And so you get to know more people. And they also do some small group excursions. So a lot of times you find like-minded people on something like this.
Yeah.
So you have that kindred spirit
absolutely.
Already there for these destinations that you're doing. And I will tell you that it's not sometimes that you're traveling as solo. You may be traveling with other friends, but everybody might want their own cabin. So that thus, the solo traveler has the opportunity to save some money if you want your own cabin instead of sharing. So there's a lot of reasons why people, you know, really, really benefit from these programs that certainly UniWorld has.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we love it. So,
all
right. There's a couple little things before we run out of time. I want to make sure you did mention some of the cost savings and everything. And really what we have at Altura, the Travel Authority, we have all these special things that are going on. We're always up to date on what they're doing. But there are some early booking specials for like 2020 and things like that. And Joseph, you have announced a few things that are valuable, right?
Oh, absolutely. So you mentioned 2020. We do have a pay-in-full discount. So if you are booking for some of our 2020 sailings and you decide to pay in full at the time of booking, you can save up to 10%.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a great way to save on some advanced bookings. But really our best deals right now are for remaining sailings that we have for 2019. So our big promotion that we're doing currently is we do have free air that we're offering. This actually just got extended. It was set to expire at the end of March, and we just announced that we're extending it until the end of April. So you have some time here to get into the Travel Authority and book still. But we do have free air on select European itineraries, which is always an exciting thing to offer. And and also for your guests out there who are looking for business class, we also have discounted business class on those sailings. So you can do free economy class air on select departures, or if you're looking to do business class, it's just an upgrade of $1,999 per person, which is a great deal for round-trip business class to Europe, of course.
That's an amazing deal.
What a great deal.
Because business class is not that inexpensive, and that's a great deal.
This is
great because we got that notification that, you know, wasn't going to expire March 30, which was great, and you had extended it. So now we get all of our spring breakers and everybody who's traveled or been away for the winter start to come home, and it's like, wait a minute, we need to figure out the next trip we're going on. So that's perfect, perfect timing.
Yeah.
Joseph,
yeah,
you are UniWorld is part of the Travel Corporation. And we've interviewed many, many people that are, you know, part of the Travel Corporation, from Catherine Riley on the show, from Brendan Vacations, Trafalgar, Africa Travel, all that. But what's common across the board is the fact that you believe in that the world's been good to the Travel Corporation, to all of us who are in the travel industry. So they really want to give back and do favors. They're very conscious in being good stewards of the seas, definitely.
And recently they're
getting rid of all sorts of, plastic usage, bottles, things like that. And they're actually taking it not only on their trips and stuff like that, the team that works within all these different companies, they're practicing that in their offices, at home, and all that.
That's so cool.
Absolutely, yeah. We have a huge focus on sustainability. Like you said, we are completely doing away with all single-use plastic. And like you said, that's not just on the ships. That's also in our office. You know, our offices here in Southern California, no more plastic water bottles, you know, and that's true on the ships as well. No more plastic straws. No more plastic water bottles. We have carafes of filtered water in everyone's staterooms, and then those nice aluminum water bottles that you can take off the ship with you. So anything that we can do to reduce waste, to improve sustainability. We also have a new program that we just launched where if your clients opt to do e-documents instead of paper documents. They will actually have a tree planted in their name through a partnership that we have with an organization called One Tree Planted. So, you know, we're always looking for new ways to minimize our impact on the environment and to make everything we do more sustainable.
That is important. You know, as much as we talk about the sales side of it, the product side of it, I think it's important that we all understand, you know, as our industry and our listeners here, that there is a certain amount of, they take responsibility for what they do, and they're doing it very, very well. So it's exciting.
Yeah.
Joseph,
yeah.
This went so fast.
I know.
I mean, it just goes really quick. But thank you for joining us today, because you gave us a great overview in a very short time on UniWorld Boutique River Cruise Collection. But if anyone wants to know more, just come in or call us at the Travel Authority. We'll get you there with this for sure.
We're talking about a true river of dreams, wherever it is you're going with UniWorld. Look at that. Joseph Barney, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. And I just wanted to say hi to everyone in Michigan, because I'm a Michigander originally. So I'm really excited to be on the radio in Michigan.
Yeah.
All right.
That's great. Oh, Bonnie, sign me up. Let's go on a river cruise.
I know. And everyone will be starting back this weekend. And, you know, it's just, you know, our community will be full once again. But it's been wonderful this week to enjoy the restaurants and everything going on. And we've had nice weather.
We've had pretty decent weather, too. But, you know, for people who have that fear of missing out during spring break, make your plans now with the Travel Authority so you don't get left out next year, right?
Yeah, definitely. There's so many different ways to travel for spring break. It's just not one destination. Mm-hmm. It's the world.
I love it. Thank you so much, Bonnie Pintozzi. I
try to cross to the opposite side so I can finally find what I've been looking for.